third and four for the Eagles here. Murphy and shotgun. Here's the snap. He rolls left. He throws.
WZBC Sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another WZBC Sports podcast. I am Jack Salmon. I am joined by Matt Marosco to my left, and today we will be talking some BC hockey as they get ready for their biggest game of the season this coming Monday, the Beanpot Final.
Absolutely. I can't wait. It should be a great atmosphere. I know Northeastern, they always pack TD Garden. They packed it last year when they won the Beanpot. This year, Boston College is back. The alumni are going to show up because it's the championship game, 7:30 puck drop, and hopefully the students show up and we'll have TD Garden rocking.
I think they will. The first game, I was on the call for the first game. The students kind of trickled in. It took a while, but we had a pretty decent student section, I think, for a Beanpot championship game. Plus, it's the 7:30 start, not the 5 o'clock start.
That helps.
Yeah, that'll help a lot. I think people will be there. They'll be there to cheer on the team, cheer on this hockey team. It's the first time we've been in the final since we won it in, what was that, 2016?
2016, Alex Tuck.
Yeah, Tuck.
Beat BU in overtime. Yep.
So, should be a great game. Are you calling this one?
I will be on the call, live and in person at TD Garden with club presidents Ben Neuwirth and Kyle Maslin. So, we'll be up there broadcasting that game on WZBC.
Absolutely.
90.3. Go give it a listen on Monday.
It is awesome. I was there for the semifinal game. I called the semifinal game. Just, it is awesome. Word of advice, enjoy the food. So much free food. You get up to the top. I think there's normally season tickets up there. Like, it's kind of like the top section that we were in. Normally, like, you can have a ticket up there. It's just kind of like there's tons of food. It's just all free. And, like, drinks, you just go up and serve yourself. And we get our own booth to call the games. It's a great time. You guys will have a blast. And hopefully it'll be even better when we beat Northeastern to reclaim the Beanpot Championship and
absolutely
to, you know, become Boston's best college hockey team.
Reclaim what is rightfully
ours.
It
vacated the king for a little bit, but the king is back
a couple years.
Northeastern needs to, you know, you guys, no,
that was, yeah, that was cute.
It was
you
a
guys
fluke.
Won
it
yeah
was a fluke.
You guys won one, the upstarts over there, but now it's time for us to the blue bloods to kind of reassert our dominance. Look, this is going to be a tough game.
Absolutely.
I think what's their goalie's name? Caden Primo?
I know his last name is Primo. Yeah, I think it is Caden. He's a star. He's the goalie for the USA World Juniors team that got, I believe we got third place in the tournament over December. Yeah, but when you're the goalie for the USA World Juniors team, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. No. Primo, he's an absolute stud in net. And look, if BC is going to win this game, I was talking about this on the radio this morning. You're going to have to do the dirty work. You're going to have to get into the crease, put bodies in front of Primo, kind of just muck up the game a little bit, because Northeastern is full of athletic, fast skaters. You're not going to just be able to go out there and outskill Northeastern. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go screen the goalie, tip pucks around the net, get rebounds, be in the right position. You know, good hard forecheck and try to create opportunities for yourself, because quite frankly, it's tough to beat Primo. You just can't beat him with a shot. You know, it's going to have to be off a rebound or
screen
a redirect.
Yeah, you can't screen see
him.
Anything.
Yeah. So that's really what I'm looking for Boston College. And I'll tell you what, Boston College, they've done a great job of that, especially their first line to start the season.
That first line was electric in the beginning of the season. They pretty much led the team in everything. I think the other lines maybe had a quarter. I think it was even less than a quarter of the team's goals. It was really that first line. It was, you had David Cotton, who's had a career year, really. This is his best showing. He's averaging right around a point per game. Early in the season, he was averaging a goal per game. Really a coming out party for him. And alongside him, you had Julius Mattia, one of the Finnish brothers on the team, and you had Logan Husko, who was a third round pick last year. So that line was clicking on all cylinders, but really early on, that was all we had.
Yeah,
none of the other lines were stepping up. Now that top line's been separated a little bit, Christopher Brown now centers, Mattia got pushed back to second line, but really the game I called that I was at, it was a completely different story. You know, that top line was good. They were still moving the puck well and getting some good chances. But it was an up-and-down balanced offensive attack. And really, something to keep an eye out, the fourth line is what won us that game. It was Patrick Giles, JD Dudek, and Graham McPhee. They won it the game for two reasons. One, Patrick Giles scored his first collegiate goal, so what a great time for that, the freshman.
Yeah, absolutely.
And going off of that, that line set the tone. And this is something they're going to have to do if they want to beat Northeastern. You were talking about doing the dirty things, you know, battling in front of the net, winning pucks in corners. This fourth line was forechecking like I've never seen before. They were pinning Harvard in their zone. Harvard couldn't break it out. There was a period of 2 minutes where this fourth line was just cycling the puck in Harvard's zone, getting chances, you know, keeping it in, pinning Harvard in. And they, you know, going into the third period, it was a one-to-one game against Harvard and a game that could have gone anyway. Harvard was getting a lot of good looks. Joe Wall, by the way, played amazing in that semifinal game, and that's something that's going to have to happen if BC's going to win this beanpot.
Absolutely. He's going to have to outdo La Primo.
Yeah, it could be a great goalie matchup. You could be looking at a great 1-0 game, a 2-1 game.
Yeah.
But yeah, Harvard had some great chances. Wall made some incredible, like, sprawling saves where I was sure Harvard was going to get a goal in the first, you know, 5-10 minutes of the third period. And then the tide just turned, and this fourth line really set the tone. They went out there for a shift, and like I said earlier, pinned Harvard in their zone. The forecheck was incredible. And after that, all of the BC lines started going, right? They were all feeding off that energy. And, you know, lo and behold, they score a goal with 5 minutes left. You know, another pair of freshmen, Wallstrom set up Jack McBain. That was a great game, and so building off the freshman thing, that's another thing you're going to want to watch in this Beanpot Final are BC's freshmen, because they've been playing great as of late. Oliver Wallstrom, who the 11th overall pick in the NHL draft, since he got back from the World Juniors, he's been playing his best hockey we've seen him play here at BC, and he's really been helping this team get going. I know the team isn't where they want to be right now, but he's helped kind of move them forward, and like in this game, he had a huge impact in the semifinal game. He's part of the reason we won that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that Wallstrom to McBain goal, you see McBain go flying in front of the goalie, almost like a Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
Reminiscent of that. And that freshman connection is something that Coach York has talked a lot about, and he's very, very happy with the way these two players have progressed together. And they've really developed very, very good chemistry on that second line. And a second line that has started to become one of the, you know, a dominant line. They've certainly picked up their play as the season has gone on. You mentioned earlier Cotton. He is going to be the key because I called a game, I believe it was against Vermont, and we asked Cotton, you know, where has all this production come from, this career year that you're having? And he said, look, I'm doing the dirty work now. Now I'm in the crease more, I'm getting more tipped pucks, I'm getting more rebounds, and that's really what's provided him the opportunity to continue to put pucks in the back of the net, and that's what he's going to have to do against Northeastern. And look, Northeastern is probably, you know, coming to this game, they're the most highly ranked team in the Beanpot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a tough challenge. There's no two ways about it. But that being said, this is not the same Northeastern team that we saw last year that was absolutely dominant.
Yeah.
They lost their top line, which was unequivocally the best line in the country.
Yeah, they had Hobie Baker winner Adam Gaudette, so the best player in college hockey.
Yeah,
So, yeah, they've lost some of that firepower. Like you said, they're still a great team. They're number 13 in the nation right now. And another thing, this is a team we haven't played yet this year. We play them after the Beanpot. So, you know, Northeastern hasn't seen us. We haven't seen them. Sure, you can watch tape. But it's the first time these two teams have met, which is rare to see because we're both in the same conference and it's so late in the season. So it'll be a tough test. You know, you don't know how you play against the other team, right?
Yeah.
So it's really going to come down to, yes, scouting. But I think, like you said, the dirty work, that Boston College forecheck is going to have to be there because that really helped us win that Harvard game. Joe Wall is going to have to play a great game. And I think, you know, if you get those two, if you get those three things, then you put yourself in a good position to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, you do need a little bit of puck luck. You need to get a bounce here or there. But you know what? You could say the same thing. If they're doing a podcast over at Northeastern right now, they're going to say the same thing. You know, Joe Wall played very, very well. They're going to talk about Cotton. And they're going to say, yeah, we're going to need a little bit of puck luck if we play well. You know, that's just the nature of the beast. So I'm looking forward to that game. Jack, what is your prediction for that game?
I think BC wins it. I'm gonna say 2-1, either in overtime or not, I guess. That's the only other option Overtime would be very exciting, I will say that. I think Joe Wall will have another great game at TD Garden, and I think Boston College will play a fast-paced game. They'll be buzzing the whole game. They'll be moving quick, and I'll win the game, and here's why. I think this Boston College team, they realize this is their biggest game of the season. They know, look, they're sitting at 9-13-3, I believe. Look, they know they're not going to see some postseason action. They're not going to be in the NCAA tournament again. They're not at the top of they're near the top of Hockey East. They're not at the top. They're not going to be the Hockey East champions like they were last year. And look, when you get to that Hockey East tournament, you know, their only shot for getting to the NCAA tournament would be winning the Hockey East tournament, but against the likes of UMass Lowell, who beat us 3-0 last night, against the likes of a UMass Amherst team, which is number 2 in the nation and incredibly talented and gifted. You know, Providence is still a top 10 team. You know, can't count out Northeastern, BU. I don't think they're going to win the Hockey East tournament either. All that being said brings me back to the point that this team knows this is their biggest game of the year. Yeah. This is the one thing they can win this year. Yeah. They can't win Hockey East. They can't go to the NCAA tournament and win that. This is it. This is their championship game. And I think when you know that, it's going to fire them up a little bit more. And they were fired up last game to be playing in TD Garden, to be playing in the big arena. And I think that, coupled with the fact that this is it for them, this could salvage their season, really.
You know? Absolutely.
You know, you don't make the tournament, you don't win Hockey East, but yeah, you won the Bean Pot. You were the best team in Boston.
Yeah.
So I think that will fire this team up, and I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be really close, because I mean, the same things can be said about Northeastern, but at the same time, they're looking at an NCAA berth and a potential Hockey East tournament win. But I think Boston College will get fired up by that, and this team is talented enough. We know they are. They can compete with them, and if they're skating hard enough and they're putting forth their top effort, I think they can do it, and I think they will do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was going to say the exact same thing, a 2-1 Boston College win. And yeah, I mean, I'm not so sure that this Boston College team can't go out and win Hockey East, because they have played some of their better hockey against the best competition in Hockey East, beating Providence twice, beating BU. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. But like you said, there are no guarantees. We're not sitting here knowing that we're going to get an at-large bid. We will have to win the Hockey East tournament to get into the NCAA tournament. And look, the Bean Pot is kind of like the, you know, this is the highest pedestal that college hockey is really held up to. I mean, this gets, at least around here, as much notoriety as the Frozen Four.
It really does.
It's a huge tournament, and it's really unique. It's almost like the Big Five tournament for college basketball in Philadelphia. It's the only thing that you can really compare it to when the Big Five all go and play at the Palestra. So this game, it means a lot to Boston College. You know, this is what these kids watched growing up. This is what these players watched growing up. The Bean Pot, you know, they saw Alex Tuck when they were in high school, and they, you know, they want to do this. They want to have their school's name hung from the rafters of TD Garden on that Bean Pot banner. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But Jack, like you said, I think Boston College wins this game 2-1, but I am not going to count this team out in the Hockey East tournament. I think that they're, you know, a traditional blue blood program, that maybe the UMass Lowells and the UMass Amherst, you know, maybe they've had a great regular season, but maybe they're not able to put it all together at the end of the day when they go, you know, the end of the day when the puck drops and you're staring up and you're looking up at Boston College. I think there's a certain level of an intimidation factor there.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. At the same time, I don't think they're poised to make much of a run in it. I mean, right now we're sitting as the third best team in Hockey East by points. Again, it's so funny how this team always seems to perform very, very well in Hockey East, and yet outside of Hockey East, they struggle. It is worth pointing out that the Beanpot win over Harvard was BC's first non-conference hockey win in 2.5 years. It had been 25 consecutive games that BC had lost non-conference, so they finally broke that streak. But yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting, Matt. Worth noting is, I think it's next weekend, BC and UMass have a home-and-home series, so it'll be interesting to see how BC plays them, especially if, you know, you're coming off a Bean Pot win, you know, you're coming off some of your best hockey. That, you know, this is the best time to be playing it, right? Play your best hockey in March. We'll see. They could make a run. You can never count it out. In hockey, nothing is certain, that's for sure. Anything can happen. You can have crazy puck luck. You can have Joe Walken go out there and make 50 saves one night and win us a game. So, you know, anything can happen in hockey. You can never guarantee a thing, but at the same time, I think most likely this team, you know, they might win a couple games, sure, they'll get to the semifinals maybe even, but I just don't know how far their run will go. I don't know if they can make it all the way to the top and claim that Hockey East championship.
Yeah, you never know. I think anything less than a semifinal appearance would be disappointing. I think that, you know, you have to get back to TD Garden if you're this BC Eagles team in the Hockey East tournament. You just have to. It's expected. You're going to be hosting playoff series up to that point.
Right.
So you expect that. And we'll see. I mean, maybe we go out and beat UMass twice.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, we have four more points, and we're catching UMass. We're two points back of them, and now it's just UMass Lowell and BC at the top. So anything can happen, like you said, in hockey. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. It really will be. But like you said, I think this team knows that this Bean Pod is their most realistic chance to etch their name into kind of the long and very storied history of Boston College hockey.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And for a lot of guys on this team, for the majority of the guys on this team, they've never been there, right?
Yeah.
It's been, well, so they won it in 16, so 17. It's been 3 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, juniors on this team have never been to the Bean Pot Championship game. They've never even had a chance to play in it. They've never had a chance to play for that trophy. So I know this will mean a lot to them. They're going to want to make the most of this opportunity. And like we've said, they know this is huge for them. So I would expect them to win it. And, yeah, I mean, it could turn around the season. You never know. Once you get past the Bean Pot game, you're looking at the home and home with UMass, and then two games up in Maine, and a home and home with Northeastern, and you play in Providence one more time. So another difficult run the schedule. You know, two games against Northeastern, who's ranked, two games against UMass Amherst, who is number two in the nation. You play Providence again in Providence, Providence being a top 10 team. So it's definitely a difficult part of the schedule. But look, if you win the Bean Pot, you know, why can't you go out there and sweep that? You know, maybe only lose one or two.
Exactly. And I think that's what's going to happen. You know, I'm not super worried about the Providence game. We always seem to have their number.
We do.
We beat them in Providence this year already. I'm sure we can do it again. Same thing with Northeastern. You know, you split that home and home. Especially if you just beat them in the Bean Pot, I think that you'll have confidence going into that game. And I'm still not totally sold. And I'll admit it, I am not I don't have a ton of hockey knowledge.
Yeah.
I am not a hockey guru by any stretch of the imagination. I'm still not totally sold on UMass Amherst. I just think that teams don't just come out of nowhere and become number two in the country. You know, this team was towards the bottom of Hockey East last year.
They normally are.
They normally are. So we'll see what happens when it comes down to crunch time and they start playing some of the Blue Bloods. But we'll see. It'll be interesting down the stretch. But I'm looking forward to this Bean Pot game. I agree. I think Boston College wins it. I think they're able to hang that banner up there with a Boston College on it. And maybe they'll get to hang up the Hockey East banner with a Boston College on it later in the season. We don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, it could be very exciting from here on out. You know, worth pointing out there, this team is 10-13-3 right now. So, I mean, we didn't really touch on this, but kind of a down year for them. We've said it before. Not what you expect out of Boston College. Preseason number 9. They've been out of the rankings pretty much the whole year. You look at, again, all the non-conference losses. You lose to a team like Bentley earlier in the year. Over break, they're out. You lose to Notre Dame. You lose two games to Arizona State. It was a good team, by the way, but still, you know, losses that hurt you. Anyway, like I said, it was kind of a slow start, but they have the chance to turn it around. You know, winning the Bean Pot is huge. I mean, that can save the season, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And you build off that. And like you said, they could win the Hockey East Tournament. You never know.
Yeah.
You get momentum going, and we know how talented they are, and all of a sudden something clicks, and you go on a run.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would, you know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I would consider any season, no matter what the results were at the end of the day, any season with a Bean Pot win a successful season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, you know, as disappointing as the season has been up to this point, you know, given our overall record, I think you win that Bean Pot, people forget about the record.
Yeah.
You know, it's remembered, 2018-19, they won the Bean Pot.
They won the
year.
Bean Pot, yeah, an unexpected Bean Pot win.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I think that they'll go out and win this Bean Pot and really turn this program around, a program that's been in a little bit of a drought the last couple of years. And I think that this, you know, winning a Bean Pot could be the spark that they need going forward.
Absolutely. You know, it just takes one small thing can completely shift, you know, how the program runs. It could even shift this team. This team could get hot. They win hockey, so they go to the NCAA tournament. They get hot there. They go to the Frozen Four. You never know.
They're talented enough to do it.
Exactly. They have the talent. We've been harping on that all year. They have the talent to be a very, very good team. It just hasn't really clicked. But, you know, Well, who's to say that click won't just happen in this Bean Pot final? But we'll have to wait and see. Check back here, I'm sure. Listen to Matt call the game.
Absolutely.
We'll have podcasts later talking about the hockey season, maybe even talking about the Bean Pot final.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to check back and see. But anyway, that's a little BC hockey update. We thank you for listening, and we hope you listen to another podcast later.
Santini makes a nice little pass over to Sanford. Sanford gives it to Tuck. Tuck with a shot and a goal! Tuck scores! Eagles win! The Eagles have won the 2016 Beanpot Championship!
Catch all the excitement of Boston College athletics right here on WZBC Newton 90.3 FM. As BC's only student radio broadcasting organization, WZBC Sports brings a different viewpoint of college athletics to the table. Our student commentators know the campus, student-athlete culture, and latest beat on the teams like no other media outlet, thanks to our dedicated coverage of Boston College sports. Check out our broadcast or weekly talk show schedules at www.wzbcsports.com and get a refreshing take on sporting events at the Heights and beyond.